Hello and welcome to this episode of the STEM Untapped podcast. The 4th of March is World Engineering Day for Sustainable Development, and we are publishing two blogs written by some engineering undergrads about their experience studying engineering. But after speaking with our Youth Advisory Board, who are a group of teens who we work with once a term, we realised that engineering is a bit of a generic term. So we're releasing this one-off episode at the same time as the blogs to give you some ideas about the different types of engineering out there. So what is engineering? What do engineers do? Engineers are creators and problem solvers. Engineers take answers from science and use them to solve problems. Engineers design, test, and produce things, processes, and systems to make the world work. Engineers are essential for the future, providing solutions for future problems. There are many different types of engineering with really varied career opportunities. To be an engineer, you have to be practical, analytical, logical, but you also have to be curious, creative, and interested in how things work. You'll work in a team, but you will also need to be able to work by yourself. You'll probably work in lots of different locations, in the office or lab, and on different sites depending on your speciality. According to UCAS, there are more than 30 different types of engineering and thousands of engineering degrees to apply for. Let's take a look at some of the different types of engineering and how they relate to each other. You might be most familiar with civil engineering out of all the engineering options, but civil engineering is actually a really broad term. Civil engineering centres around the design, construction, and maintenance of infrastructure. Think bridges, flood defences, tunnels, roads. Civil engineers can work on railways, on tall buildings and in mines. But you might want to specialise in energy, geotechnics or urban planning, all related but slightly different types of engineering. You also might want to become an architectural engineer, someone who oversees the whole building process from concept to construction. Another type of engineering which has lots of career opportunities is electrical engineering. If you study electrical engineering at university or on an apprenticeship, you could find yourself working in roles including telecommunications, robotics, renewable energy, or at semiconductor companies like Samsung, Intel, or Apple. There is a lot of demand for engineers who cover both electrical and mechanical engineering, and you can study both of these subjects together. Mechanical engineers design, build, and install machinery used in industries like power, engineering, transport, and manufacturing. If you're interested in renewable energy, you might want to consider a career in chemical engineering. Chemical engineers play a vital role in finding solutions to 21st century challenges, such as providing people with clean water, medicine, food, and fuel. Or you could look into being a materials engineer. They research the behaviours of materials to make them stronger, lighter, and more hard-wearing. And you could end up working in really varied industries like aerospace, pharmaceuticals, or even developing new sports equipment. There are actually options to study sports design engineering. If you're passionate about sport, technology, and products, this could be a great option. Sports design engineering concentrates on the conception, design, and manufacturing of sports equipment. Sports engineers work in nearly every sport, on projects as diverse as designing new high-spec football boots to developing image processing algorithms. Sports design engineers learn about biomechanics, which can also lead to careers in developing medical devices. Or you could become a biomedical engineer, applying engineering principles to the human body in order to develop medical products like joint replacements, robotic surgical instruments, or even personalised wheelchairs. Engineers also work in industries like TV, film, radio, music, and gaming. There are apprenticeships and degrees available in sound engineering. This sort of career is great for creative people interested in audio, music production, or acoustics. Or you could study software engineering or games engineering and end up in a career in the computer games industry, AI development, or even the finance sector. If you prefer designing physical objects, then you might want to consider a career in automotive or aerospace engineering. Similar to civil and chemical engineering, automotive and aerospace engineers solve problems using mechanical, electrical, hydraulic, and thermodynamic principles. They also use CAD packages to develop and produce designs for products which can end up in cars, motorbikes and buses, aeroplanes, helicopters, satellites, or even spacecraft and exploration rovers which survey other planets. This is just a really short list of the different careers, apprenticeships, and degrees available in engineering. We've added lots of links and resources in the show notes for you to look at so you can learn more about all the different options in engineering. To become an engineer, you need to do an engineering degree or apprenticeship. On UCAS, there are thousands of engineering degrees, and there are dozens of employers who offer engineering apprenticeships and degree apprenticeships. If you know you want to study engineering at university, but don't know which degree to choose, many universities offer general engineering degrees. These allow you to study a broad range of engineering disciplines before deciding how you want to specialise. Dr. Demetrios Stotharis teaches on the general engineering degree at the University of Leicester. I spoke with him to get some more details about studying and working in engineering. So, Dimitri, you are course leader for general engineering.
Yeah, I'm the program director for general engineering, yes. The thing is, all engineers, regardless of their specialization, have skills that transcend their specialization. So when I hear someone, when somebody introduces themselves as an engineer, I have expectations as an engineer. So I'm expecting that they know some specific things. And on top of their specialization, which is a completely different thing.
What are the general things you expect them to know?
Almost every single engineer should have a working knowledge in mathematics, physics, thermodynamics, some thermofluids, heat transfer. So any fundamental science that helps us do our job, basically. So engineering is heavily based on physics and mathematics and chemistry. So depending on your specialization, you might have higher demands on specific things, but regardless, the working knowledge on these basic fields of science is kind of a prerequisite.
How easy is it at the university level to swap between the different modules or subjects? Can you start off on a general engineering degree and then say, actually, I prefer to actually finish in a mechanical engineering degree?
Oh, certainly. Especially in the University of Leicester and the School of Engineering, all of our degrees are undergraduates. The first year is common through all our degrees. Because, as I said previously, you need a groundwork for you to work on and develop. And that's what the first year is for. So, you know, we get the groundwork in mathematics, programming, physics, chemistry, thermodynamics, fluids, the entry-level engineering stuff. And then you proceed to the second year. So clearly, as you progress on your degree, changing a degree is harder and harder because either you are past a point where you can, let's say, switch from a mechanical to aerospace or aerospace to general. There are some cutoffs, but these are cutoffs on a purely reasonable and technical aspect, because if you go too far in a degree, then you are missing the prerequisites to finish on another. But having said that, nothing stops you from doing a master's on a degree that is, or on a subject that's closer to, let's say you finish mechanical and you finish general, you want to do a master's degree on mechanical focused. Nobody stops you as long as you hit the entry levels, the entry requirements, then nobody will stop you. There is no, you know.
Dimitri, would you recommend apprenticeships to any budding engineering students?
Definitely. So I could speak for hours about how things happen, but the thing is, engineering is a complex subject. And the traditional way of the broad theoretical infrastructure does not fit everyone. What you do need is a will to solve problems, to collaborate with people, being interested in the science, but you might not be, let's say, so thrilled about going through a lot of lectures, learning a lot of theory, which is necessary, but it always depends on what you want out of it. So I would never recommend as a path as the best path possible. So apprenticeships have the positive that you work and you learn, which is something you do in engineering anyway, and you never stop doing. I have graduated years ago, and every day and every month, you're still learning. That's one of the key things that an engineer must have. So if that's one of the things, if someone comes to me and tells me I'm an engineer, I expect them to be in that mindset all the time that, oh, things evolve, the science changes, there are new problems to solve, there might be aspects of a problem that I have not faced before, and I need to, you know, self-educate, self-drive myself to the next level. And we are training students on that level as well. There is also a lot of self-guided work that the students need to do, because it is important. It is a skill, because learning never stops. And apprenticeships give you that as well, because you also have a job. And if you are working for a company, then you are also getting paid to study effectively. You get straight into what you want to do. And again, nothing stops you doing an apprenticeship and then saying, you know what, I liked it, I want to do a degree.
So you've talked about the different ways of learning. For example, people who might prefer degrees or prefer apprenticeships. Are there certain types of engineering which would suit different personality or learning styles? Or do you think that a job in, say, aerospace engineering is very similar to a job in electrical engineering?
I would say that in the mental headspace that you need to be to actually do your job, I would not differentiate between types of engineers. You need different knowledge, you have different prerequisites to attain a degree on a specific part of engineering, but if you, let's say, follow the general engineering path, you get to explore all of these aspects. And yes, as everyone, you will be better at some parts, not so good at others. But in the end, you are still learning. That's one of the things that it is difficult, because people are not being told that too much. That even if you're not good at something, if you're not excelling, that does not mean you're not learning. Everybody has their own path, and some things might be difficult for you, and that's fine, because there are other things that will not be as difficult as you. So if you are creative, if you want to solve problems, you know, if you're a very problem-oriented person, you might, you know, for example, if you are a creative mind, engineering has a lot of design. It doesn't matter if it is general, mechanical, aerospace. So there is a lot of design. There are rules on the design that you need to know, but if you are a creative mind in general, you will possibly tend towards the design part of the science, not the mathematical part, which is fine. You will still have to do some maths, but not as much as if you would go to a more, let's say, intense simulation and fundamental part of the work. My proclivities in art helped a lot with my degree, because you need to be creative as well.
Yeah, that's great to hear. That's really great to hear from an engineer. So engineering sounds like it has a lot of different career options, which is brilliant. Who shouldn't be studying engineering? What won't a degree and career in engineering let you do?
That's a difficult question to answer because, first of all, there are aspects of engineering that every engineer individually does not like. It's just that it's part of the discipline. So, I mean, personally, I'm not too thrilled about the thermodynamics and thermofluids in general, but I need to, you know, I need to know how things work. So, you know, I take that and I was like, okay, you need to accept that there will be things that you enjoy doing. There will be things that are necessary and you might not enjoy doing that much. But that's a personal thing. That's a personal preference. So I think what I would say, if as a person you find the science in general as something uninterested, that uninteresting, you do not see it as something that you would ever see yourself engaging in, then you could potentially consider alternative routes. If you do not like solving problems, well, that's our job, solving problems. So, but again, I would not put these as fully qualifying because you might like parts of what engineers do and you might learn to enjoy solving problems. Engineering is a difficult subject. And there will be, as with many other subjects, while going through the process of learning something that is complex and very involved, it will not be nice. You will not have fun at times. But that's okay, because that's what gives the fulfillment.
Engineering is a general term for a reason, because there are so many different things you can specialise in, lots of different ways to get there, and so many opportunities when you're in the job. Engineering has been changing the world for millennia, and the new emerging technologies within the different engineering sectors are an opportunity to help change the world for the better. If you're interested in problem solving, if you're creative and logical, and if you're happy to study maths and another science at A-level, then a career in engineering could be for you. If you'd like to learn more about different engineering careers, you can listen to our current episodes with Sharon Strugnell, who is a civil engineer, Amina Amu, a data engineer, and Dr. Jessica Boland, who is a senior lecturer of functional materials and devices. Have a look at our show notes for links to other resources, including information about engineering apprenticeships and degree apprenticeships. Thanks for listening to this episode of the STEM Untapped podcast. If you liked this episode, you can subscribe for free on your podcast app. You can also find more from us on Instagram at STEM Untapped and our website untappedinnovation.com/STEM-untapped. See you next time.